Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Video files from the last one?
Do you have to save it? They're in the thing. They say, well, plus one. So
oh.
I think we're good. We're already recording, by the way. So, and this is definitely going in.
Oh, it has to. Because also, yeah. Welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. If you haven't figured it out already and you've lived under a rock, I'm Cursor and this is Webs.
Yo, it's me. It's Webs.
How are you doing, Webs?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a slow couple weeks in Rocket League. Even though there's been a new season, which I think we should talk about the news, and I'll say that. We should probably.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I'm kind of down. Yeah, we're going to jump into it. Yeah, just that's how we work.
All right? We go straight in.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. No foreplay. So with this Rocket Pass, I'm kind of digging the theme. I like the whole Serenity thing. I made a really bad joke. I can't remember the wording, but something about it being Zen and the talk of the town being Zen. And it just, I don't, it was bad. It was real bad. I'm here all week, folks. Dad jokes for days. But
perfect. That's what we're here. That's what you're here for.
But I've said it before in episodes past, even with you, Webs, where it's like, I really appreciate them just trying new things, throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of cool things in here. I definitely hyped up the last season pass. It was neat. They did a lot of new things, a lot of new techniques, a lot of different designs we hadn't seen before. They brought back the idea of changing the whole field on the goal explosion for both a fiery magma one and an icy frosty one. And it was really cool. But with this one, it seems to be more of a less large scale change, and it's more minute design changes, more like there's a particular wheel.
Is it number 22? I like number 22, but
no, it's a bit deeper. So it's, I'm going to forget what it's called, but there's a wheel where if you look at the treads, the individual grooves in the tread sort of light up and are on like an animated sort of time loop. And then there's an animation beneath the treads and the lines that's going on that sort of like ebbs and flows and like pulses. And like it looks really cool. I'm never going to wear it.
Wait, really?
I'm not a plat or like a champ one, but I just, it actually looks really cool.
Is this not the floret ones, right? I'm going through all of them and I'm trying to find them, but.
I'm going to pull it up right now because I am currently not in the game.
Wow. Don't have the game open. How dare you?
I usually do. I know. It's bad for me. I usually do.
The treads themselves are really.
Let's see.
I'm going through them. I can't see them. I want to see. I want to hear which ones it is. While you're looking.
Maybe it's the torque one. Now you're going to make me open the game. Damn it.
It's time to do it. Okay. Ruined your life. You're in game now.
Fine. I try to avoid this as much as possible because I never know what kind of effect it's going to have on the recording software. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, it's not on any of us. It's on the torque. No, the torque doesn't really do anything.
No, I'll load it up. I'll load it up. But while you're bearing with us and we're loading up, this season is actually really cool. I love the new map.
Yeah,
absolutely the new map. It's so lush. It's so colorful. The lines on the walls are so defined. It's easier to make wall reads and ceiling reads and things like that. It's very well done. My hat's off to Psyonix.
I'm so happy that you brought this up because I would have forgotten 100%.
It's so nice.
It's beautiful. And the best thing about this, like, this is one of the first maps that I have actually gone through in free play and just looked at the outside. Just spent some time on the wall because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing anything because of how like gorgeous this is just to look at, to see in the background, all of the, like the little extra tidbits that don't really do much, but like, you know, the sound or the Rocket League ball, hidden up in between the two towers, or like a lot of just like the placements of the trees are very subtle, but it's just there. And the lighting is beautiful. Everything that they did with this, I think, is incredible. I think that this is one of the best maps that they've had in far too long.
I would agree.
And this is such a welcome change after the last one, because like we've talked about that.
The last ones, they didn't really quite hit the lighting just right.
And that's like, exactly
the orange side was the bad part about it. It was extremely bright in a very dark tinted like map. Yep. And it just felt off. Yeah. It's like when you take a photo, you always want to have the light shining on you, not behind you. Mm-hmm. Cause it just kind of distorts the vision of the whole photo. It's kind of the same deal. It had that effect on you live as you were playing on the pitch. It was just not.
Yeah.
Love the design. The lighting needed work.
Yeah. It was just like a little bit of the polish just wasn't there for the last one. It is 100% here on this one. And my favorite thing about it that I don't think anybody is ever going to notice is the fact that there's no filter on the main screen anymore.
Yep.
And I can see what the color of my car is correctly.
Love that.
And not just on one specific map.
Right. The only time they did that and I liked it was, you remember when they did the Stranger Things crossover with the Dark Farmstead map?
I do remember the
Stranger
thing. I didn't really like the effect. I like the map. I think it's cool.
I think it made car designs look cool in the main lobby. I really did.
It made some of them look really cool. I don't think it had as much of an effect on the direct coloring, though, which I think was a big reason that it worked.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
Yeah. No, it wasn't like grainy, it was just dark.
Yeah.
Like the overall lighting was just dark. So like vibrant colors popped a bit more and somewhat darker colors looked a little more, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not menacing, but I guess kinda, I don't know, just
is that
for
one
lack
even...
of like impressive, I guess, for lack of a better adjective. They looked a lot cooler. They really did. Like they like cooler in color tone, but like cooler aesthetically. Like they just looked really cool.
But now I want to know, was that one just a filter or was it a fully different stage?
Because
the reason that the last one was like so, you know, not as great, was that it was just a filter. It was a filter over everything and it changed it all. And it was just like there was a haze that's what made the lighting so bad. Without that, I think that the actual stage, the actual map might have been incredible and it might have been really good. But the problem specifically was the filter.
True.
I'm trying to find the
while you find it. I did find the wheels.
It doesn't exist anymore. I forgot. They took it out, except in like it's in the game, but you can't choose it as a map.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, they took it out a while ago, I think. That makes me sad.
I did find those wheels I was talking about.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's the 64th tier. It's the Infinite Florette wheels.
It was those. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Those, like, yeah. You see what's going on with the tread there, where it's like the treads themselves have like this like warm red to yellow shifting kind of.
Yeah. They have the fire going on underneath.
But underneath there's almost like this, not a fleur-de-lis, but almost some kind of like pattern that is emanating from the center of the tread out. But then the pattern itself is going through another animation phase where it looks like it's being burned from the edges. And like, I like what they did there. It's cool. I'll never use them, but it looks really cool.
I might use them. They do look really cool.
I just don't use flashy things anymore. Like I like base stuff. If you want another one,
you could look at like the burnt sienna ones on 72. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if they go black and white at later things, those might be nice. because that's just the infinite floor, like the design, and they actually do have a colored variant of it, which I think might make it nice.
Might add some. The Starcade wheels are kind of neat too. Those are where are those? Excuse me. Those are.
I don't remember those ones.
Starcade. I thought they were. Where are they? I see a variant of them past 100, but I'm trying to remember where the originals are. Ah, there you go. 55.
55. Oh, these ones.
They're funky. I'm never going to use them, but I like the design. Like, if you try and look at it from the side, what's emanating from, like, what would be the rim is kind of shaped like a flower, hence the Zen, the Lotus, the peace thing, but it's all galactic. It's like stars and particles and vapor waves and all that kind of stuff. And it almost gives you like a black hole feel, which coincidentally, 2 tiers later, then there's the opposite of the black hole, the Dimensionator Boost, which is, oh my God. I was just watching a YouTube video about this. It's not a black hole. It's like the opposite of a black hole, where instead of sucking things in, it pushes all matter away.
That doesn't exist. This is a black hole. You might be thinking about a pulsar? No. Is that the one? This is a black hole. Tell you that right now. Yes.
I know they stole that whole like cloud design concept from something that NASA discovered that's like light years and light years and light years away.
What?
I'm serious. You can Google it. Like there is a literal there's an image of this online you can find. Like NASA discovered a black hole that's doing this thing where the rings around it are morphing in this exact pattern.
No, that's a black hole. That was just the image of a black hole that was taken from the X-rays. You can just look up black hole picture.
Anyways.
It's orange. Yeah.
Anyway. Yes, thank you. It's orange. Yes. Yeah. But anyways, it's cool looking. It's cool.
No, yeah, it is really cool.
Way to take all the fun out of it, Webs.
That is cool. That's really cool. What do you mean?
Webb's just like pooping on cursor.
Do you want to know how cool a black hole is? Like, how can you think that is like? I'm saying, oh, it's just a black hole. That's not cool. I don't like black holes. That's not what I wanted to do for like 5 or 7 to 20 years of my life. Research them. No, it's not cool at all. Whatever.
There's a lot of really interesting design concepts here, I think is what I'm getting at. They're trying some new stuff.
New stuff.
I get it, but I'm not with all of it, to be honest with you. The Mandala Boost.
Yeah, that's it. For me, the way that my first reaction to this this Rocket Pass was that tiers 1 and tier 70 are great. And that was it. That was my real thoughts behind it. I do like 64. I will say the floor at Infinite is really nice and could totally be used. The rest of it either seems like they are trying to appeal to like the hardcore audience with, you know, like the torques, where they're just kind of wheels, or even the floor at basic wheels. Like they're just wheels. They just kind of exist in this way that, you know, Cristianos exist. They can make something good, and I could see them being used by people who like, you know, boring cars. And then they also have things like the one that you mentioned, those other wheels, the Starcades, which are going to be used by like bronze plats or bronze through plat. Maybe some diamonds are going to throw them on.
Definitely some champ ones.
I could see some champ ones using them as they phase out their fun car design time. Yep,
a lot of low champ guys out here, girls, non-binary pals, all those peoples being like, look at my flashy car. I am a champion. Look at my champion tournament tag. Look at my champion wheels. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
I was there once too. I remember. But I'd rather rock these tier 18 Sinistry wheels because they look awesome.
That's one of the boring ones that people are going to use. And that was awesome. What I thought. I was thinking tiers 1, usable. Tier 70, usable. As long as I didn't have Buffy Sugo, because that works too well with my entire vibe.
You didn't like tier the 64, animated player frame with the palm trees that sway in the wind? I thought that was pretty sweet on tier 27. I'm just saying.
I haven't looked at one of those in a very long time. That's actually really nice. I like that a lot. but for me personally, I can never use it because my... my picture can't change because of how good it is. The Sakura border with the bunny. What are these even called? The bunny banner?
Yes, the banner. The player banners.
The carrot thief banner. Yep. With if you, this is for anybody that wants to emulate me, the bunny thief banner with is it colored? I don't think it is. With the tranquility player border, those two together work really well. And then I also just have a very cute rabbit,
yeah,
bunny in a basket as my profile picture. And so that with Bunny Sugo, with the bunny topper, like I can't change these. I just can't. It's who I am as a person. And that's never going away.
You could rock tier 28 player banner with the pixelated shades where something actually comes from randomly just part of the screen and then comes down into the banner.
I've seen so many people use it.
It's so good. It's like Neon Cat replaced. It's like Neon Cat with the Neon Cat rainbow, but Neon Cat's replaced with thug shades that just randomly drop from the center of the screen down onto the player banner. It's the coolest thing ever.
The first time I saw it, I was like, "Where? Why am I seeing glasses? What is happening?" Because they appear in the middle of the screen. I thought there was an invisible car with pixelated shades driving around. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. What happened to my replay? It's a good banner. I think it's really cool that they added it. If player banners started to do things during replays, I would be very happy. That overall would be an awesome change. So I like that you bring this up because that's one of those like surprisingly innovative things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think anything has done that before, like gone outside the bounds of the player banner and been animated.
Not that I can remember. I mean, I could be wrong, and please feel free to correct us. Let us know in the Discord. But I don't remember one, and I've been playing since before the battle passes existed.
Yep, been playing for way too long.
I don't remember one. Like,
so I do think this was a really good idea, and I like that you shouted out. But right now, there's at least two per game, and that's too many for me.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. Yeah.
There's so many people.
Little too mainstream for you.
It's way too mainstream. If I wanted to be mainstream, I would put these on. I would throw on a Stocktane, put on Cristiano's, and then maybe a French Fennec if I'm feeling fancy. And then that's it.
Listen, now that you mentioned Fennec, all right, I can't not talk about just how awesome this looks. Oh, yeah, I know you saw that invite.
I did.
How awesome does that look?
That is a setup. Oh my god!
I'm showing Webs my new car in game. So there was this pack that came out. I believe it was yesterday, called the Neo Tokyo Aftermarket. And if you guys haven't been following Rocket League news like that, or you don't really pay attention to it, it is a 4 decal pack strictly for the Fennec. And they are all of like some of the highest quality skins we've seen in Rocket League in a very, very, very long time. They're extremely unique, except for maybe the Fennec Nitty Gritty Huntress. So there's a Fennec skin called the Nitty Gritty. It's very clean. It's very like accent lines only. But Huntress is now no longer a skin unique to cars, where it's just like the Tron effect with the echoing neon waves and the car being dark. Mm-hmm. It's now becoming like a almost like a special edition, like Infinite or Roasted, or it's becoming a thing. And they're starting, like, this season is the first time we're seeing them apply it to something other than it being its own decal. So that's why I bring up, like, I like some of these new things they're trying. Like, this actually looks really cool. Mm-hmm. They have the Bob's Ramen skin. Bob's Ramen's been in Rocket League for quite a long time now, and it's
almost the start. They have very early.
Yeah, and they have this super awesome anime-like Bob's Ramen Fennec decal that is just out of this world. It's like something straight out of Chainsaw Man. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And then they did this one called the Neo LL37. Very, very clean. Looks more like an esports decal.
It looks like an esports decal.
Yeah, I think maybe
I saw some people use it and assumed it was an esports decal.
like maybe they were sponsored by Mountain Dew or something. It's got like white and like lime green in it, and like the number 37 on it. It literally says lemon lime on it. Mm-hmm. But it's cool. And Webbs, if you look at that decal on the pack and you pay very close attention to the front passenger side bumper, there is a little bunny there.
Oh, it's on both bumpers on the front. I did notice immediately.
There's a little bunny with a heart in the head. It's
you
cute.
Cannot hide that from me.
Cannot hide the bunny from the bunny. Can't do it. But also, the one I'm showing Webs right now that I absolutely mm-hmm. love is the skin called the Shinjuku, which, if any of you remember the sticker bomb decal for the Octane, it's kind of like that, but it's actually all colored, and you can't change the colors. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is very sort of comic booky, grainy in a sense, with a bunch of awesome, interesting, unique like design influences all over it. You know, English letters, Japanese characters. It almost looks like somebody sticker slapped a Fennec, and parts of those stickers are highlighted with animating, shifting color wheels and patterns.
Oh my god, I'm dying! You want to know the best part about this?
Is it the fish in the front on the grill?
No.
Is it the very kawaii anime girl on the hood?
No.
Is it the tiny little furry guy on the driver's side door with the glowing eyeballs?
Nope. These are all great things, mind you. I will say they're all incredible. There's one thing that puts us above any other decal I've ever seen in my life.
The three eggs on the back vanity plate that are lifting their legs up like a burlesque show?
Yep.
And one of them is going through the color cycles.
Yep.
Which, by the way, is also on the mud flaps for the Roadhog, if you never noticed.
I do remember that was there, but the fact that it's here is so good.
Yep. It's very vibey. So, and to give you guys a visual, because you're only listening to us, it's very neon. It's very pink, purple, sky blue, very nice accents here mm-hmm. against mm-hmm. a background that's very much white, gray, matte gray. You have a little bit of comic book grain and some solid colors here, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. I love it. And I have the monochrome pixelated shades, which are the pixelated shades topper that look like they have an infinite effect going in towards them, and they rotate through all the colors of the rainbow. So it kind of matches this vibe. And I have these really, really, really old tires you don't see often anymore. The Polaris wheels. I've talked about these numerous times on the podcast. I don't think people understand just how awesome these are. These were, if I'm not mistaken, the first ever item to undergo a special edition in the game. So you can have, these are particularly, if I pull them up here in my inventory, the purple painted Polaris wheels, but they are mm-hmm. remixed. It was the first time a special edition ever came out, and it was remixed. Now, if I go to, let's say, like a normal, hold on, there's probably a better one I can show you here, I think, possibly, maybe.
Why are you showing right now? You're showing.
I'm showing nobody. I'm showing you. But this is why we need to listen. For those of you listening, and there are clearly quite a few of you because there's quite a big Patreon list. I need y'all to jump in the Discord and petition that we do live shows from time to time, and we'll do it up on Twitch, and we'll bring it live, and we'll show you guys things or put our faces on it. Like let's see if there's any interest for this whatsoever, because then I could actually like show you guys these things, and it would be so cool. But you just gotta trust me on it. Google it if you get the chance. Polaris wheels, Polaris. They have a whole color set, and then when they get remixed, even for the same color, it's a different design on the wheel. Mm-hmm. It is the coolest looking thing. At doesn't make them overly flashy. It purely just changes like the spokes on the inside of the wheel. The color remains the same. The outside tread stays the same. It's a very minute change. It's very clean, but they're all very, very, very unique. Like,
and they're all really nice. It's a quality wheel. Yeah.
It was a toss up between this particular purple one where the inside almost looks like a ninja star, or this pink one that kind of looks like a cross. And that's
I think that one's better.
That's a remixed pink one, and it's just so good. It's so good. So good. Like, I can't help it. The red one looks cool. Sky blue one looks cool. Titanium white one. Okay, wait. Here's one I can show you. That's a titanium white one. This is a titanium white remixed. It's so subtle. It's a super subtle change, but it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all really want to see them, I can drop pictures of them in the Discord as well. I'm pretty sure I have like two complete sets, like one whole painted normal and one whole painted with the remixes on them. They're just so sweet. They're so sweet. Try and get yourself a pair if you can. They're awesome. I love them. I'm done ranting about these wheels. But how do you like the design, though?
I think that this design is like the truest drip that actually exists, like modern drip that exists in Rocket League right now.
Heard it here first. Cursor drippiest car.
No, I mean the decal. Like,
oh.
I think you did a solid job. If I wanted to go full fashion critique on you, I could, but I'm not going to here.
Oh,
but
do you want the pink Fennec instead? No, is that not enough for you? Do you want the sky blue Fennec instead? No. Is that better? No, you want the titanium white Fennec?
I think the titanium white Fennec helps. Because you need a little bit more contrast. I think the sky blue wheels might have been better to make that sky blue pop. Because right now the pink is the vast majority of it, and you're just kind of matching.
These are purple.
Okay, sure, the purple ones.
These are the purple ones right now.
Sure, the purple ones. I'd like the sky blue ones. Those are solid. I like the pink ones more than the purple, personally. I'll be honest. I think those add a little bit of a pop to it. It's like, the wheels of a Rocket League car are the shoe of your drip. And that's the important thing to remember.
It's super important.
It's the most important part. And what I like the most about looking at Cursor's car right now is the fact that my super basic Volkswagen that was made to look like a normal car that you would see on the street is right next to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because except
nobody's Volkswagen looks like it's made of polished wood, though.
Sorry, I know. I tried to find the dirty. So,
like, no, nobody's car looks like the texture of their paint job is the gymnasium floor at their high school. You know what I mean?
Yes, you're right. But the thing is, every single paint finish that exists in Rocket League, at least the ones that I have, are either really bad dirt that just like isn't good, or they're the cleanest thing that exists. So I put this one on for a little bit of like, wait, there's something going on with that, and it doesn't look clean.
That's fair.
Even though it's not dirty.
That's
you fair. Only see how it looks when you really pay attention to the design, and that's the best I could do.
Speaking of, how clean is your car now that you're driving?
El Mayo, I don't have a car.
Just the license?
Yeah, just the license.
Dang.
More info on that.
Eventually, yeah, seriously. But eventually, you'll have to post it when you get one. Because you will get one. It's a matter of time.
It's never being posted.
You
nobody gets to know.
What? You can even blur out the plate, but you can at least show the car. Come on.
I don't care enough about cars, I'll be honest.
It's the first car you'd be like, I got my first car. It's a moment, man.
The only car I care about is my Rocket League car. That is just straight up.
That's pretty fair. I'm not gonna argue with that. You know, speaking of cars that you would see on the street, I'm kind of hoping to see this one day. Just a Stocktane, just a black Octane, gloss finish with some Cristianos, and I want it to be a purchasable vehicle that I can drive to work.
I feel like somebody could probably make this super easily, and it would be so funny.
We keep talking about it. So, like, if I'm not mistaken, last Worlds, there's a dedicated team that is actually building a real life Rocket League car and has been for some years, but it ended up not being ready for a show. And they were actually,
oh, I remember that.
Yeah. They were going to potentially let people take photos in it or something like that. And like, dude, I just, I wish I had money to throw at them to help their development. I do. It's like, I need a real life Octane in my life so I can Rocket League while I'm not Rocket Leaguing, you know?
Yeah, I want it. I think that would be something. Oh God, I would never do that. I would never buy one. I can't.
What? No, you know what? You'd probably buy a breakout. That's why.
I'd buy a breakout. I wouldn't do an Octane. I can't. That one hurts.
Oh, I would. I would. I'd be the speediest boy on the highway. Yeehaw! Let's go. But yeah, this pack is pretty sweet. Also, another thing that's in the shop right now, y'all should check out. The Women's History Month is doing a deal, just like the Black History Month did last month. And they have female artists coming forward and doing these really, really sweet designs. Mm-hmm. There's a Pop Punk Octane decal and a Sun Chaser Dominus decal. Very, very poggers. I like them both. I've rocked them both.
Both of them are incredible. Yep.
They are absolutely awesome designs. I love the individualism here. I love that Rocket League is helping to support this creative space and bring in artists from different cultures and just sort of putting it on display and, like, you know, just getting people in the know and putting these artists on, sort of, so to speak, and putting their artwork out there. It's a really good look for Psyonix. Opening the floodgates, more regions in RLCS, more inclusive to the community. Like, we were saying it. Y'all were worried about the whole Epic acquisition, but you never would have seen this if it didn't happen. Swear to God, never would have happened. Yeah, they would not have had the money to pay these people to do this. It just didn't exist.
It's a good choice. I like that one. It's got some quality things. It's been a good, like, weirdly, it's been a good 2 months for the item shop.
Yeah, honestly, it has. The Titanium White Octane came out. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that was
a while ago, wasn't it?
I want to say it was January, I believe. I'll Google it.
Yeah, it's like three. That's almost 4 months ago. Get your timings right. Was that the Christmas present? Was that kind of what they were doing with that?
Titanium White Octane. Ooh, Octane Item Shop. When was this? White Octane returns to the... Wait, what do you mean returns?
Returns?
Wait a second. Never in there. Hold on. Yeah, it was for Christmas. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. That's 4 months ago. Get it right. I'm saying within the last 2 months, even. We got some good stuff.
Yeah, that still kind of counts. Maybe, sort of. Not really. But yeah, I like it, man. I like it.
No, it's
good. Without ranting too much in just some random direction into the vast void of nothingness, they're doing a lot of really cool things design-wise that I'm really hoping make the transition to, geez, what is it called now? Because we haven't heard anything from them and whatever. Was it Rocket League 3.6 or something? Where is the info? I'm hungry.
3.6. Wait, what's 3.6?
I don't know. The new one that's supposed to be on Unreal 5 they've been talking about for like 3 years.
Wait, what do you mean 3.6? Did they like give a number to it?
No, they haven't given anything, and that's my issue. Uh-huh. That is my issue. I know you feel also pretty strongly about this, though, Webs.
Because
it's been a while. I believe you had a rant for this.
I do have a rant for it, but it was going to be backed by facts that I could not find. And those facts were, I think, like 6 months ago, maybe even longer, when Psyonix with, I think it was supposed to be in news, but I might have been looking in the wrong spot, which is why I couldn't find it. They specifically said that there was going to be more interaction and they were going to give us more information with what they were doing, what the goals of the Rocket League, you know, dev team was, what the things that were happening are. And I remember them making this like announcement specifically to be like, here, we're making these announcements every so often, and then we're making these big announcements this often. And man, it's like, yes, we've had the news articles, which are great, but
and the news articles with the knockout mode, the sit down with the devs, how they got the influence to make the map, and how it was like lead designer's kid who drew a picture of a sugar skull, and like,
yeah,
I appreciate those things, but they're so few and far in between, man.
Exactly.
For a game that is this big, that is talked about in the same space as the Call of Duty Pro League, same space as League of Legends, same space as Dota, it's not considered like the grandfathered tier one sports like they are, but it's in those conversations. It is growing that popular. We have mobile backing the game. AT&T is back, or maybe not AT&T, Verizon's back the game. Like a bunch of these giant moguls, these you know, big brand names have gotten involved. Lamborghini, Ferrari, Ford, like VW, right? Like Honda, all of these huge brand names that are known worldwide are getting involved in this, right? And it's like,
what's happening?
What's happening? Where's the game?
Yep.
Cool, you got new wheels out, but where's the next iteration that you hyped us up for? And then now it's like, now people are just sitting here wondering, like, was it fake? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going to say fake because that's like, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's something that is happening probably. I want to know. I want to have like a timeline of I want something to be shown. Like the only thing technically that I think has been shown regarding the Unreal Engine 5 is like the Octane in
Fortnite.
In Fortnite. And that's the only thing that I can think about that's even remotely like referring to or even somewhat close to it. And that wasn't even like, you know, you can't really do much with it. It was more just the design itself.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, but you can remap. Like you can do things.
No, you can. You can actually drive it around on a controller like you can in Rocket League, and it responds the same exact way. And you can actually put it on like custom courses via creative mode. Like there's quite a lot for it. The crazy thing is, like, there's already speed ring maps for it in Fortnite. People are playing speed ring maps in Fortnite to play Unreal 5 Octane Rocket League. As opposed
this is
to
the dedication in the normal community.
Rocket League. That's what I'm saying. Like, we love you. Can you please tell us more? I'm so hungry. Your marketing team has done a great job by starving us. No, please give. I want.
And the worst part, for me is that we don't even know if the Octane existing in Fortnite was part of a test to see if it works in Unreal Engine 5 and like what they wanted to do with it, because we didn't get information of it. It just existed there. And that's all that we know. We know that it exists there, and that's our information. Yep. Like, I want to hear something. It was, when was it announced? I don't remember.
let's fact check ourselves real quick, right? Because we're about that here on ASAP, right? When was Unreal Engine, Engine 5 Rocket League announced? Whoa! Question mark. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's a great question. Let me see.
Right? Like, how long ago wasn't it?
Okay, so we heard leaks of it. This is going to really blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We heard leaks of it before Rocket League went free to play. And then
that sounds about right.
And then they confirmed the suspicions in 2021, a couple of years ago at this point, right? That's mind-blowing to me. It has been literal years since we've heard anything. I honestly was like, oh, they're totally gonna give us like a little snippet at Worlds for it being the first World Championship ever back since COVID. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Man, just like even like the smallest
hundreds of thousands of people watching on Twitch. You had like 13,000 people in person. That would have been great eyes to put on there.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a full game. I'm not going to even pretend about that. Like, I understand the games take a long time to make, and we're not like ragging on that. Just show us something.
Just give me hopium. Just something.
Some sort of hopium for me to last the next 2 years.
Because really, like, the only thing keeping me going is trying to hit SSL, and if you've hit Grand Champ, you know how hard that is now.
Yep. Grand Champ is still, you know, its own problem, and SSL is just like, you hit that, and then you have the old GC problems, which, you know, you guys talked about last time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You know, like, I believe I called it in last week's episode the GC condition.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like,
everyone knows that the top rank doesn't matter. Like, once you hit there, you're okay.
You're still bad.
You're still bad. That's it. Like, you're still bad. And that's why, like, GC3 and above, that's when you start playing six mans, and that's when you start hitting rank C at best in six mans. Like, you aren't even close to the top three ranks once you're like GC3 SSL.
Be fair, you hit rank C when you hit GC2.
Is it GC2?
Yep.
Okay.
I know because I'm there.
Okay, perfect. Like, I know
I thought you would know too. Didn't you make it back?
I haven't done anything in 6 months.
Fair.
And that's my problem. But
fair.
I know that Cruncho is B and almost in B plus in the SSLs. Like,
I thought he did hit B plus, or was he troll posting?
Currently almost B plus. I don't know if he did hit it for a short bit at least. I'm not entirely sure.
I believe he did, and he made a huge troll post about it on Twitter, I thought.
I think I remember that post.
Garnered quite a bit of attention.
Yep, yeah. So yeah, he hit B plus, and he's SSL and is currently B. Like that's the level. Like once you're in SSL, yeah, you still have four more ranks of of six hands to go.
Yep. But it's just, yeah, it's unreal. It truly is unreal. Just I don't know. I don't know, man. There's a very, very, very high skill ceiling in this game, and we've talked about it for the last several episodes, trying to fill the void as we wait for the next major. Like, you know, seeing Zen do crazy things with, you know, his trigger as his air roll with gradual air roll touches.
I love trigger air roll. I'm gonna be honest. I think it's really good.
Have you used it at all?
Yeah, yeah. You don't listen to the awful podcast, did you? The episode.
I can't say that
from two episodes ago.
I am awful.
Yes, I do use trigger. You can
like
go back and listen to
them.
Yeah, that's my directional air roll button.
What?
Yeah.
You're fully switched now.
What do you mean switched? I've fully started.
Oh, man.
This is coming from somebody who's never actually used air roll before.
What?
Yeah, did you not know?
No, that's cap.
You definitely knew.
No,
the only times I've ever used air roll were for the Moxie Flex and Tornado Flex.
What?
And 45s. Like that's the only time that I've ever used a directional air roll. Yeah.
Nah.
Oh my god, that's true. I can't believe you didn't know this.
No, I was sitting there thinking you didn't use air roll, period. I'm like, I've known you since you were a plat. There is no way.
Air roll, 100%. You can't. No,
that's
no,
what I was
okay.
Like, I miss RG.
Unless
I was
you're
like, wait a second.
I don't even know if a pro could hit GC if you're not using air roll, like at all.
I think Flakes tried to prove it.
I think he tried. I don't know if he did. And that was like how many years ago? Probably two plus years ago.
I don't know. It has
State
been
of the game's probably higher.
It is way higher, but it's still confirmed by top pros. You could still make it to SSL without even aerial mechanics, apparently.
No, you can make it without aerial mechanics for sure. Like, I believe that.
That blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels bad. It feels real bad. But I 100% believe that.
It's so terrible at this game if I don't even need aerials to get up there, dude. Like, what am I doing? Am I doing the
just
game
never
wrong?
Go on the wall. Yeah, okay. Just I'm losing to someone who's never gone on the wall before. That's fine.
Like that just hurts my soul.
The best part, oh my god, I don't know if you've been watching it, the Leth's road to SSL recently, where he's like he's been trying, and like this is the important bit for the road to SSL, he's doing the thing specifically where like you really try to play at the level, and I'm starting to see it break down a little bit now that he's close to GC2. Where he's the tilt is coming out, which I love. But regardless, as you're going down, it's like, wow, you just really aren't doing anything here, and I know exactly why you're doing this, but this is kind of mean.
Yeah, it's just that has been my downfall in the last couple of seasons since I've peaked, is like I read the game on a whole different level now, which I'm sure Leth does, having been a pro and still a top 100 player, and it's like I'm not trying to compare myself to Leth, but like in my own way to my games, it's like when I have a couple of losses and I'm having to play down now, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I know why you're doing this, but you're wrong. You don't see me. You guys are double committing. Now I'm in a 3v1 in the net. Okay. GG's.
My favorite thing about it is who gets blamed for that 3v1 in the net? Always you.
It's always you, right? Because we should have adapted to him. I'm like, how am I supposed to adapt to continual double commits? And it's clear these guys play twos. And they're queuing threes, and they're solo, both of them. But they both have twos tendencies, and every time I make a move or go do something or pass them, they're either committing with me or they're cutting me off. And it's like,
you just reminded me of this thing. I fully disagree with you with rank resets. I think rank resets are stupid.
Nah, it's time. We need one.
No, I think that they are awful. They should never be done, and not doing them is a thing that games do for a reason. Like, they avoid them like the plague for a very good reason. They are awful for everybody. Nobody has fun during a rank reset.
I do.
Okay, you're a masochist. That's fine. But nobody that's a normal human being has fun during a rank reset. You're not having fun if you're going higher. You're not having fun if you're going lower. And
I disagree.
It's just always bad. And part of why I want to complain about this is that literally today, 3 hours ago, ish, maybe less, I was playing some threes, and you know, I haven't played in a little bit. Did my things, then started playing some PoE and some other games, and just having fun, just vibing. There's no pro stuff to make me feel like, oh my god, I really want to go and do that. So I just kind of sit in training every so often while I'm bored, and then go and play a different game instead of queuing ranked. But right now it's like close to the rank reset spots of 1400, like high C3 again. And as all of you remember, I did not have fun at that time. It was a bad time, and it was a bad time for a reason. And 3 hours ago, what happened is I went off the wall. Had a decent touch. I'm going to follow it. And then out of nowhere, this is me having control of the ball.
Yeah.
Both of my teammates in 1400 came in, took the ball, and hit it badly. They hit it straight down. They had a 3v0. They surprisingly hit the net. I don't know how. I think the first guy missed and the second one didn't. But like, I'm sitting there being like, what do I do?
And you know what the best part too? The best part is they'll come do that with you on offense, and then what happens on defense? Everyone sits in the net. Nobody goes for the ball. You'll be back, and first man's carrying out the ball, and second guy's just sitting in the net with you, and you're like, huh?
This is why rank resets suck.
I got back. No, this is why we need it, so those people can get pushed down into like champ one.
No, you just get pushed down to join them. That's the only thing they do. That's why pros. Why they suck.
See, there's a method to this madness. The timing of when you play your games is huge as well. If you go in early season, expect to get doo-dooed on, but also expect to get some of the greatest games you've ever played with some much better teammates.
Yeah, and I missed the new season by 3 days, so I only hit the people who are like, oh my god, I get to play with the people who are better. I missed all of the SSLs.
Yeah, but you're not going to see the SSLs because they're going to start off at GC2 MMR.
I missed all the GC2s, the other GC2s that were there when I was there.
Yeah, you're preaching. You're preaching because I slumped down. I didn't even make it back to 15 last season. Oh my god, it was bad.
I think
was
I
so
ended
bad.
About 15, but
it was bad.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hard pushing for my GC3 in Rumble. Okay. Okay.
No. You have your reasons. You're good. You're good.
I mean, heck, I did my – I solo queued my placements this season, this blows my mind. I'm going to toot my own horn here because my ego got real, real, real big.
Nice.
I practically did almost all of my Rumble placements across one, maybe two nights, and at one point before I think I took three losses towards the end, at one point I was above 1,300. You know what – you know where that would put me if I won those last three matches? It would put me back close to my peak again for the last couple seasons where I was almost GC3. But you know where that would put me?
Is that top 100?
That would have been top 100.
Nice. But it didn't happen, so you don't get that number next year.
Because I'm bad. That's why if Discord cursor is bad at RL, let me know.
Understandable.
That's my handle. So yeah,
that's why you don't get your numbers next to your name. Don't ask the people who are in the top 100 with no numbers next to their name.
Yeah, just don't. Just don't.
Don't bring it up. It's a touchy subject.
It's a very touchy subject. But like, yeah, I could. I think I could make it, man. I'm kind of thriving over there. And then there's times where I'm clearly playing with people who came down from a higher rank who generally play better, but are absolutely just tilted out of existence, and they're just not fun to play with.
Yeah,
they're just mad at everything.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the tilt is coming back into play. You know, I say coming back into play. It's always been in play. I'm lying. It's just always in play.
It's just, and it got worse when the bot thing happened. Just way worse.
Oh, did it? I haven't actually seen that, but Oh my God.
Everyone was calling each other. I mean, it's still kind of a thing, but less so now, but everyone was calling each other a bot, carried, how much you pay, like way more than usual.
Because those are normal insults.
Yeah. Like, insults are one thing. That's it's wild nowadays. I think, what was it? Messi and I were playing casuals earlier, and we ran into, I think it would have been their B team, like Clemson University's B team. And they were just being extremely toxic in casuals, teamed up in a three
casuals?
Group. In casuals, right? So we run into them a couple of games later. I'm not going to name names, but that's their little club name they were rocking. Whether they were legit from Clemson or not, I don't know, but pre-tox guys. And we ran into them a couple of games later, absolutely annihilated them. And nice. You only won because you're bumping and stuff. And I'm like, what?
Classic.
It's part of classic, the game. Classic, right? Okay. Classic, yeah. Part of the game. And I mean, Wabs has played with me a bunch of times. I don't demo.
You're not even a demoer.
I'm not, like, there are people out there that are demoers. I am not one of them. I just go for rotational demos. If you're in my line, when I'm rotating up, I'm going to try and demo you. Oh, no, bro, you're not staying on your line. You're trying to do. They went through all of this copium as to why they couldn't just dodge.
There's an X button right there.
And we kinda, We kind of went hard on them, and then we proceeded to keep running into them because they would leave the match and then insta-queue. So they'd come right back into our lobbies, and we'd be like, oh, great, you're back. Wonderful.
Time to actually start demo chasing.
Maybe I should demo chase you this time. And I don't know. I think we got in their heads because, like, they were not taking games off us, man. But it was funny.
You made me free of work.
Yeah, it's just free low. And in early season two, break, like, getting back towards 1900, that puts me in better games. Better games. So
nice.
But it was just vibey. It was very vibey. So I don't know. I guess to come a little full circle and start wrapping it up, my week in Rocket League, bad placements, with the exception of me and Names Nick for the first time ever queued our 10 hoops matches together.
Mm-hmm.
We were on a 7-game win streak and on track to actually queue straight into GC for the first time ever in hoops for the both of us.
Damn, nice.
And then we ran into a relatively well-known SSL who's kind of all over the place and in multiple streamers' chats by the name of Tater, who also knows Cruncho. He's from Michigan State, who was carrying his homeboy, who was being a little tox. And we got poo-pooed on because Tater, really, really good player. And then I think we were just tilted on the third one because of that. And we played against a team we should have beat. We were just like, stupid game.
Speaking of Tater and high SSLs existing, drop shot at the beginning and the end of seasons is the craziest thing that I think I've ever played. I had three different teams. Like, that is the one time where full SSLs, like, in everything easy, they're just going through their placements. Yep. Or they're just trying to get the rewards for whatever the thing is that time.
Yep.
They exist with literal plats.
Yep.
Like, that is the only place in Rocket League, not even casuals does this. That's the only place. That is the truest, like, wild wasteland of Rocket League, and you can find anybody at all. I think we had three different teams, like, full teams of SSLs, and I could probably say, like, at least 10 to 15 different SSL players over, like, the 30 different games that I've played.
Oh, my goodness.
But the amount of, like, straight plat players. Like, not even like yelling at plats here. I'm just being like, no, they're literally plat players that have the plat tournament rewards and don't air roll when they jump and all that stuff. And you're looking at this like, this person is playing with these people in the same lobbies.
Yep.
I don't get it. That is the Wild West. The ranks do not matter.
Nope. No, they don't.
Great place. A lot of fun.
What do you think? I've kind of sort of backed away from it just for a little bit.
Yeah,
Rumble's the new vibe zone.
Yeah, Dropshot is the place to be. If you want Wild West, go for it right at the start or right at the end of a season. If you want just like really bad players all the time who yell at you for their mistakes, that's the premium place to go. Everybody yells.
People that's like, yes, degrade me, I love it, go for it. That is the place to be.
Great
place. Because I would even see it back up when I was able to solo queue myself, like, almost up to GC and drop shot. Like, it's still even up there too. And I'm like, mm-hmm. bro, we're it so far stop. Up here. Like, what's the point of even, like, there's so few of us here in this mode at this point. Like, why even, like, what's the point, dude?
I think the percentage of drop shot GCs is that it's harder to get GC and drop shot than it is to get SSL and anything else, except for ones, probably.
I feel like it's got that's got to be a metric, right? There's got to be a metric for that.
I think percentage-wise, there might be fewer. It is insanely low how many drop shot GCs there are.
Let's go to distribution. Let's go to drop shot.
The drop shot ranks are like CSGO
right now. Right now, per TRN, there are. Oh my gosh, that is. There are 16 SSLs in drop shot. There's 24 players at GC3 in drop shot. There's 236 players at GC2 in drop shot, mm-hmm. and 259 players at GC1 in drop shot.
I'm at the season 8 ranked distributions, and GC2.
Season 8. We're in season 10.
Was it season 9 that I should be? Okay. So yeah. The season 8 one, at least, was the GC2 is where it drops down to 0.01%, which is SSL for 3s, 2s, and 1s. Yep. The GC, which one? GC1 is 0.02. And the only 0.02 that exists is in Rumble. So that doesn't count. But it's a lower percent than GC2 and 1s.
Yeah.
And that's to hit GC1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that is how insane these ranks are. And they're so funny. It's brutal. It is
really
brutal.
Really what it is you need a team of players who can notably hit the same rank together playing and queuing to just get back to that point, or you're just going to solo queue into the worst like people imaginable the whole time. Like, like trying to climb back to where I used to be, right? Like back out of the diamond dregs, back into the like champ dregs to get back up towards like high champ, nearly GC. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like even down in the diamond ranks in drop shot is nothing but red tags and angry people who just suck.
Yep, like absolutely. I just fully agree because it's true as someone who knows.
Like I will literally go in there, I will make a hole, I will sauce a pass at a hole, and someone will fly up at the ball. Like, bro, the hole is in the ground. Yep. You have to fly down at the ball, hit the ball down, spike the ball down. Like you're trying to win at zero. You're winning by spike it down.
Oh no! You want to know the worst thing?
Stop hitting it up into the wall and into the ceiling. Hit it down.
So you want to know the craziest thing that I just found that shows just how like absolutely insane this is? The old season 9, because the last like actual season 9 rank distribution hasn't been put out. Like by percentages by Psyonix dev yet.
So are you talking about pre-free-to-play season 9? Yeah,
pre-free-to-play season 9.
That's a long time ago.
This is a long time ago. But, you know, Grand Champ, the highest rank.
Which used to be the highest rank.
Highest rank had 0.17%, which pretty low, but somewhat on par with 1s at the time. Champion 3 had 0.3% of the players.
Yeah.
Champion, where's 0.3 right now? It's champ 1.
Yeah.
It's champ 1. Being champ 1 is like the old champ 3, and any of the GCs are almost impossible to hit.
Yeah.
And this is the other thing that you wanted to talk about, right? It's a good segue to our final topic if we want to go through it real quick.
Oh, shouting out the homies. Yeah.
Is shouting out the homies and how different, like, or how insane going through those champ ranks is. It's, go for it.
It's unreal. First of all, big shout outs to Hypno, Frank, and Old Man Clorox.
Yes.
For getting yourselves all back up into champ, and Frank reaching a new personal high at champ 2. Let's go, Frank! Mm-hmm. Woo! Very, very proud of you guys. Keep grinding. It's so much different than it was for us back in the day.
Yeah, you guys are like high GCs.
Like, man, when we went, I remember you got to it, I think, maybe right before me, at a D3 into C1 right before me, I believe.
Sure.
I remember you got Diamond 1 before me when we came out of plat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dude, this was years ago. And then
long time ago.
It's a long time. You were still playing for the B team for university.
No, that was well before it. I started playing on the B team when I was C2, I think.
Oh yeah. No. You're right. Yep. You're right.
Yep. It was well before that.
And it was a different monster back then. Essentially, champs could aerial and champs could go fast. That was it.
And could aerial is like pretty,
it's
giving a lot of,
yeah, it's a very forgiving statement. Uh-huh. Could is used loosely here.
Yeah.
And the defense was absolutely, there was no defense. There was no rotation. Nope. There was nothing. So
I remember the old discussion saying that you could probably hit GC just off of knowing double taps. And I still think that's true. You could probably get to GC just by hitting double taps at the time.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah. Champ Ones will defend that.
Yeah. because now I'm watching like D2s go for flip reset musty double taps. And I'm like, who are you? I wish I could do that. Who are you? And like, it's so much different now. Like champs, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the average player rank within the last few seasons has escalated. It used to be gold 3 plat 1. Mm-hmm. It is now very concretely diamond 1 plus.
Is it really?
It is now diamond 1 plus. The average Rocket League player is diamond. There's about as many bronzes in the game as there are SSLs.
Yeah, I knew about that, but wow. Like,
The overall average of Rocket League has jumped an entire rank set, which is just astonishing to me.
Crazy.
It's astonishing to me. So
because the skill has not gone down, like, of those ranks. It's gotten a lot harder to get to those ranks.
But tell me not, though. It feels like as you and I go up, that we just keep running into more dumb and more dumb people.
Oh, 100%. It gets worse and worse as you go higher.
How are you here? How are you not still in champ? And then you stop and think, like, if I say this, I'm going to sound like all the people I complain about. So I'm going to keep my lips shut and just be a good teammate. Uh-huh. Dang it all. But it's so much different now. So much different. Like, y'all are going for things that we were trying to do when we were like, guys, I finally hit C3. I'm so close. You know, back when hitting Grand Champ meant hitting 15-15, which is a hop, skip, and a jump away from GC2 nowadays. But it's mind-boggling to me. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me.
That there's like a lot of times that playing in the like the in-house stuff that we do every so often, like the game nights. When I see Frank like do anything, I'm like, damn, this guy, I wish I was that good. I want to be like Frank.
I wish I was that good when I was that rank.
No, I wish I was that good now.
I think I still got it. I'm doing some. Did you not see my clip I posted this week?
No, but did you see mine? That's like the best thing I've hit in like a week. And by a week, I mean a year.
No, I respect it. I saw the link up pass play from the net to you for the redirect.
It was nice. But like, man, that's the best.
Nice.
That's the only clippable thing I've gotten so long.
You should peep the one I did real. It's just pretty spicy. It was literally, where is it? It was literally 2 days ago. Before Frank's post and before
Jake's.
Before that too. It was on the 19th.
Yeah, I got
it. And I hit it in a Dominus, man. You know I'm an Octane main. I hit it in a Dominus.
So, I'm telling you, switching the cars. Nice angle. That's good.
I used 12 boost.
Gotta switch cars.
I used 12 boost.
You gotta switch cars. 12 every so boost. Often, this isn't just to you. This is to everyone. You gotta switch
this
cars.
This is everything. It's a placebo thing. It's like, you know what? I'm just gonna play another car.
Yeah.
The principles are the same. Different hitbox. Screw it. I'm changing my car. All of a sudden, now you're freaking Pulse of Ample.
This is exactly why I asked Pulse, or why I asked, yeah, Pulse, why I asked him so long ago.
We're trolling, by the way.
Yeah. But this is why I asked Prof so long ago, like, why, like, his thoughts on car switch, even just decals, like, the classic question that you're going to ask a mentality coach, right? The reason that I asked it was specifically because I wanted the answer of, yeah, no, it matters because placebo is important.
It's like, huge.
Placebo is something that you it's can massive. Do a lot with. And yeah. if you can actually train yourself to get used to that and be like, no, this is the fast car, this is the mechy car, and you have that based around the body or based around the specific things, you can do so much with it. And I gotta recommend you do it. Like, switch your car. Even if it feels awkward for a little bit, like, spend, you know, half hour in training and then just send it. Yeah, go and hit the ball hard. Go yeah. see what happens. Hit the ball hard. Yeah. Try some dribbles. See what you feel comfortable with in that 30 minutes. And then, like, pretty much only do that. You're gonna go far.
Yep. I did that. I played baseball for 12 years and I did that. I had multiple sets of batting gloves, but mm-hmm. I had two in particular, one in my years of Little League and one in my years of, like, high school / like teenage ball years, that one set was specifically used for important games. And I only mm-hmm. ever wore the right glove. The left yep. glove practically stayed new. And I knew every time I put on that glove, I was hitting something. Mm-hmm. Like I trained myself, like, very, very specifically. I would be in the cages, constantly in the batting cages, with that one glove on and swinging over and over and over and over. So every time, it's weird. Like, it's like a mental thing. It's like mm-hmm. every time I put that glove on,
the You're muscle ready to memory, do that exact swing.
Yeah, like yep. the muscle memory was just there. It was just ready. Like, the mm-hmm. confidence was there. Like, I was dialed in. It's huge. Placebo is a huge, huge, huge thing for any kind of competition. Like, if you
yep.
you put yourself in your vibe state, in your flow state, it is
take advantage.
Take advantage, man. Like, if you can do that for yourself, I used to do it in cross country as well. I had a very particular set of running shoes that I used to rock all the time. I used to do it in Ultimate Frisbee when I played on my varsity team. And I had one particular disc I'd warm up with that I still have that has our old high school team mascot on it and everything. Like, I just, there's always, like, something. For a lot of people nowadays, it's like a playlist that gets you hyped up. You pop your yep. buds in and you get loose, you get warm, you stretch if you're an athlete or if you're, you know, studying, or, you know, if you're warming up on a game, like kind of, there's a lot of audio cues for people now. That's kind of more of the social norm, but mm-hmm. instead of it being materialistic, like an actual thing, but it's just, there's a way. Changing cars.
Oh my God. Did I ever give my pre-exam song on the podcast? Did I ever let anyone know what that was?
Oh boy.
It was a good one. It was really good. My pre-exam song when I was doing exams way back when was Home for a Rest. The Irish drinking song.
Are you serious?
No lie. I would listen to that, like, on repeat before an exam. It was so good. That was a great time. Okay. Every time I hear it, it makes me happy. And that's what I wanted when I was going to an exam.
I can see it. I can definitely see it. Okay. I respect it. You can't knock another person's thing. You just can't.
No, it worked out really well. Gotta recommend yeah. the Irish drinking songs.
Okay. If you're of age, of course.
Well, you don't have to drink with it.
Your parents might just find it weird that you're running around the house talking about drinking when you're underage. I'm just saying.
You're allowed to enjoy a perfectly good Irish drinking song if you're underage.
Just, you know, you're a casual music enjoyer, an avid lover of water. That's there you go. There's your
exactly.
There's your alibi. So.
Or you're just using my idea and getting ready for your exam. It was a good time. It was a good time. Very I true. Highly recommend it because placebos help, and fun yeah. ones are the best. That's why I'm playing yes. the Volkswagen right now. It's like
yes.
the mix of a Fennec and an Octane, and it feels perfect.
but we've rambled on long enough in y'all's ears. I want to thank you so much to everyone for their continued support and listening, very specifically our patrons over on the Rocket League side of the Patreon. Mm-hmm. Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toast, Paint, Rook, your boy Hunty, and Young Slug. Love you, Young Slug. Love you so much, man. We miss mm-hmm. you. And Thank you again so much. And, you know, we're sorry this was a bit of a one-off, but we'll have plenty of hot, spicy esports news coming at you soon. The major yep. is happening very, very, very soon. And there's gonna be a whole lot to talk about. Stuff about Fairy Peak, stuff about Team Secret and Messi's predictions. We got a lot. We got a lot.
We got a lot.
Can FaZe break through the ceiling again? Is Gen G coming back? Is G2 Watch? We got all these things coming at you live. Just give it time because we need them to go out and perform first. And then we can bring you some content because really it's just speculation right now. And that stuff gets boring after a while. Honestly, it do.
I have been Mandela'd to exist next week as well. So,
so you'll get Wabs live next week.
Going over the fake preview of,
yeah,
from what I know, of the major. The not real preview because we did that 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
There you go.
But the fake review, which you probably will want to watch.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, we didn't really go into groups, but
Messi, you gave myself, your predictions.
Messi, myself, and Elias were just like, yeah, top four.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I can't believe how much four clan you guys gave.
Hey, man, the consistency is there right now. And we've always touted it's a boiling point. This team's eventually going to hit its boiling point, and they're going to be really hard to keep up with. And they hit their boiling point, and now the pot's overflowing on the stove. So, and with that, before we overflow on you guys and make you boil up and explode, thank you so much again. And you can tune in and catch us next time, next week. And yeah, y'all are awesome. We love you. And yeah, placebo. Try a new car.
Do it.
Do it.
Great.
Do it.
Bye.
Bye.